This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to learn how Milwaukee venues have adapted to the pandemic. We'll listen back to a conversation with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel journalist Meg Jones, who passed away last month. And we'll meet the guy behind the Manitowoc Minute and learn about his new bluegrass album. But first, we'll look at the fight for racial justice that's continuing here in Milwaukee. Protests and marches for the Black Lives Matter movement came to dominate life in American cities this summer. But that was just the start of the conversation. Now comes the real work, creating lasting change. In Milwaukee, the Marcus Performing Arts Center is working to further advance racial equity in the performing arts on and off the stage. President and CEO Kendra Whitlock Ingram is the first woman and person of color to lead the organization. She joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to discuss the obstacles to this work and what changes the Marcus Center is making to address it.
It's really structural and institutional, and it's not even in one necessary genre or discipline of the performing arts. It's like everything else in our country around racial equity. It's been something that's been in place for so long that it's hard to dismantle. Let's put it this way, it's something that can't be dismantled quickly.
Right. And last time we spoke, we discussed your background work in other cities and performing arts organizations. So what are the main areas you think Milwaukee has to address in the work of racial equity and social justice in the arts that stood out to you when either you were considering the job or made you want to take it, made you want to work on this challenge?
Well, I think, you know, speaking specifically for the Marcus Center, there are some things that the board and staff had put in place before I got here, and their commitment to community engagement and inclusion that was definitely putting us on the right path towards advancing racial equity in our own organization. I think the thing that we're working on now as an organization is, you know, how do we actually hold ourselves accountable for advancing racial equity? So we've done a lot of great things. You know, we have representation on our board of BIPOC individuals in Milwaukee. You know, myself as a biracial Black woman, you know, my hiring was also a pretty progressive move for the organization, the first female and certainly the first person of color in this role in 50 years. But now we need to go deeper and we need to think about what about the rest of our staff in decision-making roles? How are we looking at succession planning in our board and staff roles? How are we thinking about frontline staff and customer service and how we're engaging with, you know, different segments of the community? And do we have, you know, individuals from all areas of the community that are working for us? I think the other thing is, particularly as a performing arts center, we have a deep priority to amplify BIPOC voices on our stages. And again, the Marcus Center has already been doing that before I got here. I think what we're looking at now is really, again, holding ourselves accountable to that. Are we putting a metric to that? Are we saying within a year, you know, we really want to focus on Black and Brown leaders in the artistic field to tell their stories? Are we having BIPOC artists tell story of BIPOC people? I think all of these things are things that we can deepen our commitment in a way that's also really visible to the community.
Right. And when it comes to, you know, internal organizational aspects and obstacles, that's something we as people going to the Marcus Center might not be aware of or seeing when
right.
we go there to see a show. And when it comes to these internal goals, addressing past problems, you know, is it convincing people to spend money on investment? Is it getting them behind and invested in the work? You mentioned accountability. What do you think are the main internal organizational things that need to be worked on in order, like you said, to measure the success? Because it's an institution, it's hard to change it in a year even.
That's exactly right. You know, I feel so lucky, and I could tell this to you 9 months into the job. Last time we spoke, you know, I had been in the role about 2 months at the time. And I've really gotten to know the board and staff pretty well over these 9 months. And I feel so fortunate that I don't have to convince anyone in my organization that this is important. They were fired up and ready to go when I got here, and have been, you know, as we discuss in our strategic planning, they really want to take it a step further. And I say they, meaning the staff and board of the Marcus Center. And that is a real blessing, frankly, because I know not every organization has that situation. So I think the challenge for us now, and we've put together what we're calling a Ready Task Force internally, which is a racial equity, diversity, and inclusion task force of board and staff. And we're saying, let's figure out what our short-term goals are. So things that we want to accomplish right away, things that are quick wins for us. What are our, you know, 12 to 18 month goals? And what is that, you know, 3 years and beyond goal? So some of these things, like when we talk about succession planning or with the board and staff, you know, that's probably in the longer term. When we talk about programming, that's something that we can do in the shorter term. When we talk about making sure that we're engaging minority-owned vendors and businesses in the work we do on a regular basis, that's something we can do in the short term. So I think that's what we're looking at right now, is what are the things that we can map out over those three kind of time periods, and putting a specific metric to those things. So I feel very excited and optimistic about where we're going, and particularly when we come back to live performance, some of the things that we can act right away. I mean, we've also been doing this a bit with our virtual programming. If you look at the virtual offerings, we've really been very intentional about the artists that we're programming.
One thing about this period in time, especially working remotely, all the news events, and really everyone bringing light and attention to the systemic racism within every aspect of our lives, do you think that, I don't know if phrasing it as a blessing in disguise is the right way to put it, but because you can't have people in the Marcus Center, it's a virtual performances, perhaps you're not bogged down by the calendar of performances, that you are allowed to really dive deeper into this work? Do you think this movement would not be as rapid had you come in and COVID had not happened?
That's a really good question. I think it's definitely given us a little bit more time to think deeply and to strategize a bit, but I can guarantee you that this work would be happening regardless if COVID had happened or not, because it was something that was prioritized before I got here, and it was something that I was prioritizing as something I've done throughout my career before COVID as well. So that would not have been an issue. I will say, you know, the murder of George Floyd in June, I think really amplified people's awareness of the racial inequities in our country, and in a way that maybe we haven't seen in recent time. And I've definitely seen that push a little bit and pushing organizations to think strategically about what they're doing. And instead of just putting out a statement supporting Black Lives Matter, that you know, we really need to do more than that. And I think in our case, we said, well, we've always been committed to diversity and inclusion and community engagement, but we need to do more than that. And so that's where we're at this point. It's difficult, you know. I mean, even with COVID, we're still pretty busy. You know, it's still there's still a lot going on. So you really have to make time to make this a priority. And I think that's always a trick, no matter whether you're in quote-unquote normal times or in remote working.
As you mentioned, all these decisions you're making from the top down will eventually do more work to make greater outreach to audiences. And people in the audience always want to feel comfortable and accepted. They also want to see themselves reflected on stage.
Absolutely. So
what do you think is the most effective way to bring more diversity, firstly, in the audience? You know, you want more people in Milwaukee coming to the Marcus Center and feeling like it's their own place to come to.
Yeah, and I do think programming drives a lot of that. I think marketing and communicating what we're doing also drives a lot of that. But we're going to continue, I should say, with programming. And to your point, ensuring that the diversity of our community is reflected on our stages. And that diversity, particularly in the Milwaukee area, is Black and brown individuals.
Yeah, how do you overcome that? You know, a lot of people will see the theater spaces as something that is majority white and usually more wealthy. How do we shift this?
Well, I think we've already done a little bit with how we're investing in the capital projects for the Marcus Center as well. One of the things that you'll see in the spring is an upgrade to the south end of our campus, where there was a tree grove and an inoperable fountain. And we removed both of those things. And when you go out there now, you could see it's like a whole new lawn space that is adjacent to the Peck Pavilion, the outdoor amphitheater. And that's going to be one of the first places, I think, that we're going to start bringing audiences back together. It's outdoor. It will probably be low cost or free. It will be a very welcoming and open space for individuals. So I think that's one of the ways that people can start to see directly, we have something for everybody. But even within our facility, on our stages, you're right. I mean, there is, you know, talking about the institutional and structural racism in arts organizations, you know, I mean, there is a perception that those venues are only for, you know, people of a certain means and or white people. And in the case of, I think when you look at our programming and see, there are a lot of different kinds of people coming to our shows. And particularly if people are driven by what's on the stage, some of those barriers almost automatically break down.
To you, what is your most important measurement of success?
I think changing the anecdotal perception that a performing arts center is just for a certain kind of person. And we're going to hear this through our socials. We're going to hear it through audience feedback. We're going to see it when we, you know, attend performances. We're going to feel it in the donations and contributions that individuals make to the facility. I think it's not just one thing specifically. I think it's, you know, this kind of, we keep talking about this layered approach, right, when it comes to public health. I think it's a layered approach too, with how we're going to see a shift in perception about our venue truly being what our vision is, a world-class gathering place for all. That's a big statement, and I suspect we'll see it in a lot of different ways. Now, mind you, we will have quantitative methods as well to measure our success when it comes to attendance and audience surveys and ticket sales and those sort of things. But I think the feel, you start to hear it in the community. You start to, you go to an event and someone says, man, I went to that thing at the Marcus Center and I was just blown away by the number of people there with their kids and the diversity in the audience and the way the audience was responding to what was happening on stage. I've never heard people cheering in the middle of a performance. Like, that's where you're going to start to feel the change. I've had it happen in other places I've been, and it's exciting. It doesn't take that long either. It just has to be consistent work.
Kendra Whitlock Ingram is the president and chief executive officer of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.